Coogan Construction is about to release 24 West Juneau apartments onto the housing market.
They're all two-bedroom, 1,000 square feet, washer and dryer in the units. Kind of like condos.
Island Hills owner Wayne Coogan isn't sure what rent will be, and he hasn't started advertising, but the calls are still coming in.
There's all kinds of people that are trying to rent them. I mean, people see it getting built. You know, there's people reserving, trying to reserve places right now.
Property manager Marna McGonigal is seeing the same level of interest for the new 23-unit River Park apartments in Lemon Creek.
I'm having a problem keeping up with the demand, trying to get back to everybody and make sure that I've got everybody taken care of.
McGonigal started advertising in mid-December, and 9 apartments are already taken. With one-bedroom units going for $1,050 a month, McGonigal doesn't anticipate having trouble filling the rest.
There has been a high demand for the one bedrooms. It's not been sporadic at all. I've had regular responses every time I've renewed my Craigslist ad.
River Park Apartments developer Bill Heumann says the 23-apartment complex wasn't even an idea until last spring when market conditions seemed right. And he's proud of the fact that it went from concept to occupancy in 7 months. His next project is 16 waterfront condominiums in Auk Bay. With other complexes nearing completion and beginning to rent, Heumann thinks Juneau's housing need is starting to be met.
From a developer's standpoint, it's time to start being more careful. I think we could find ourselves building too many units.
But Exit Realty property manager Wayne Bundy thinks it's going to take a lot more apartments than Island Hills and River Park to make a real difference in Juneau's tight rental market.
If we could dump another 200 units onto the market, 200 quality units, the market would ease up. Pricing-wise and availability.
Hal Hart is not worried about Juneau becoming overbuilt. He's the city and borough's community development director.
I completely do not think we have enough housing. We're certainly not close to overbuilding the market right now.
Hart hopes the two apartment complexes will spur other housing projects and create more affordable options.
If we put more units on, that gives relief to other areas of the market, including less expensive housing opportunities, too. People would move around and move up if there's more to choose from.
While growth in the market is key, Hart says location is also important. Ideally, he'd like to see growth downtown to help fulfill the needs of the legislature, the tourism industry, as well as Juneau's year-round population. But the rentals opening up now are in good locations.
Bill Heumann is out in Lemon Creek. It's centrally located, which has its good points because there's bus service either way or the drive time isn't so long. The West Juneau, the Island Hills, it's centrally located. We really like that, and it's taken a while for it to come on, but that's within biking distance or walking distance of the downtown.
Hart says other important rental unit factors are quality and safety, as well as affordability, which continues to be a priority of the Juneau Assembly. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.